The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Well, hello there, Kathy Kayla.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you can't believe we're almost through the first week of January.
Yep, let's not even go there. Let's talk about the Netherlands, rather.
Let's talk about the Netherlands, because boy, oh boy, it's quite a juicy story, and one I hope that one Ken Roth from Human Rights Watch is listening to very, very carefully. Okay, so let's put things into perspective. Last year, Israel released a report stating that we have designated six NGOs as terrorist organizations. These are organizations linked to the PFLP. That's the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. No, I'm not quoting from The Life of Brian. That is an actual acronym. And the PFLP are recognized by the European Union as being a terror organization. So Israel's decision caught a lot of criticism from countries like Ireland, whose foreign minister came to Israel, engaged in quite heated discussion with our diplomats, Human Rights Watch, who I just mentioned, who have said repeatedly on Twitter, I mean, we know that their director, Ken Roth, tweets a lot about Israel. In fact, 75% of his tweets are about Israel. But he has kept on saying this is nothing but Israel's attempt to silence Palestinian civil society. There's no proof, there's no proof, there's no proof. Well, contrary to that, there is proof. And the proof has been made abundantly clear to the Netherlands, who give a lot of funding to an NGO known as the Union of Agricultural Work. And on their investigation, they found that about 34 employees of this union are not just aligned, but they're actually active in the PFLP, and they've been active since 2007 to 2020. That is 13 years. That is a significant amount of time that they have been active. So the decision to defund millions of euros was made by the Minister for Foreign Trade, Tom de Bruyne, and Ben Knapen. He's the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Holland. As you can imagine, the Union of Agricultural Works took to Twitter and let loose with a letter that was very, very harsh. Also using the same language that Ken Roth uses, which is accusing Israel of silencing Palestinian civil society. However, two senior Union of Agricultural Work officials were indicted in a bomb attack that killed 17-year-old Rina Schnur. This is, if you cast your memory back, Rina, her father and her brother were on Tiyul in an area, and an IED went off, an improvised explosive device detonated. This is the bomb they're talking about, and she was tragically killed. And they have links to that particular event and their salary, because we know that they receive a salary in the pay for slave scheme, was partly paid from this money to the UAWC. So you don't get much more evidentiary support than that. And as a result, the Netherlands, who already had suspended $24 million of aid, chose to cut their aid to this union. So quite an indictment against the Union of Agricultural Works, and I'm sure we're going to hear more information about the five other NGOs relatively shortly.
I have no doubt. Israel is advancing the UN General Assembly resolution over Holocaust denial. What's the resolution, Rolene?
Well, this is hugely important. This is a resolution that condemns Holocaust denial, and this is a resolution written by Israel. It's been put forward to the UN General Assembly. I mean, we all know that when it comes to resolutions in Israel, the UN and its various agencies are very, very good at passing and writing resolutions that are anti-Israel. If this resolution is passed, and it's expected that it will be, it is the first resolution in 17 years written by Israel that will be approved. So what this resolution entails is the following. Israel wants the United Nations General Assembly, which encompasses all member states, to take a stand on Holocaust denial. They want this resolution to be passed on the 20th of January, which marks the 80th anniversary of the Wannsee Conference, where the final solution, which was basically the blueprint of the extermination of the Jews of Europe in concentration camps and death camps, was approved. If it is approved, according to Gilad Erdan, our ambassador, it says it makes this so important that the phenomenon of Holocaust denial becomes a red line in the international arena. It basically holds all member states accountable to Holocaust denial should that happen. And of course, at the end of January, on the 27th of January, is International Holocaust Memorial Day or Remembrance Day. It's very different to Yom HaShoah in that it is a day designated by the United Nations for Holocaust remembrance and also for education. It's also coincides with the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp, whereas Yom HaShoah coincides with the Hebrew date of the start of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. So we will all be watching on the 20th of January to see whether or not this very, very important resolution is passed.
All right. So also, there's an Israeli deal to release Palestinians on hunger strike.
Yeah, so this has caused a lot of controversy online. We've seen a lot of pro-Palestinian activists online supporting this. So a Palestinian prisoner called Hisham Abu Hawash, he's 40 years old. He's from a village called Dura, which is very close to Hebron. He was arrested by Israel at the end of October in 2020. He was a member, or he is a member of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and he says that he was arrested and imprisoned without charge or trial. Now, that's his words from our side. You know, this kind of detention is used as a preventative policy against Palestinians suspected of terror activities. So through Israeli intelligence, he's probably been watched, he's probably been suspected, or it's been proven that he's been involved on some level with either planning or executing some kind of a terror attack. And, you know, the thing about these kind of charges is that the intelligence community will not expose their sensitive intelligence or their sources. But he embarked on a 5-month hunger strike, and through an agreement, it has been reached that he will be released. He will be released from his imprisonment. Brigadier General Yossi Kupavasa has said that this is not a precedent. It has happened before that Israel has released prisoners that have been detained under these processes, and it's not due to the hunger strike. But we of course have the supporters claiming victory, but you know, again, this is a very, very sensitive area where the charges, where the information, the intelligence will not necessarily be made public.
Interesting. In a very, very good news, and this is where we're going to leave it after this, Rolene, Israel is nixing the no-fly list. Is this real?
It is real. It is real. So just 2 days ago or 3 days ago, Israel nixed South Africa off the red list. Yay, woohoo, everybody happy. Please tell me you are happy.
Delighted.
But as of midnight tonight, and the remaining countries that were still on the red list were countries like the United Arab Emirates, our good friends, the United Kingdom, as well as the United States. But as of midnight tonight, Israel is saying yalla bye to the red list. As of Sunday, everybody's welcome in Israel, provided you have either recovered from COVID-19 or you have been fully vaxxed. So book those flights, people. Get those shopping lists ready. Israel is open for business from Sunday.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Rolene Marks, I wish you and yours a Shabbat Shalom. Please don't send me any WhatsApp memes. Was having this conversation earlier, and maybe you also want to weigh in on the conversation very, very quickly. I get about 60 or 65, somewhere around there, memes, Shabbos memes, Shabbat Shalom. I know that it's on people's broadcast lists. It's one tap. It's not like they're sending it to me personally. But what it does is it creates a lot of traffic, and I don't get to see the messages that I really do need to see from staff members, from family. Anyhow, so I had this idea of actually forwarding some personalized ones, like, you know, Shabbat Shalom from the Benoni basketball team to all 60 of those people. Do you think that would be rude?
I don't think it's rude. I have a very, very small select list of people who get a Shabbat Shalom. So okay. Please don't take offense, people, if you're not on my Shabbat Shalom list.
Okay, but would you do that?
I'm also, I have about maybe 15 that I send out. And one of them, yes, is my Weezo WhatsApp thing, which deals with about 600 people.
Oh, you are
people,
so busted. You are so busted. Yeah.
So that's...
only send so it to 15 so lists.
No, I only have about 15 people.
Oh, 15 people.
One of which is a list of my weeks of things. So if you don't get a Shabbat Shalom or
you can
a don't reply for me, please don't take it personally. I'm with Kathy. There's just too much coming through and I probably don't see them.
Yeah, otherwise, Rolene, just give us the subscription details. Do you know what I mean? The people who want to subscribe.
If you want to subscribe to my WeeZo WhatsApp, you have to send me a WhatsApp with your name, please, attached. And bear in mind that it's a lot of information very newsy days.
Too funny for words. Rolene Marks, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Good Shabbos. Okay. Cheers.